What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This is Big Pun from South City, and you know I'm tuned in to The Morning Roast with my guy, Joe Spadoni, and Butcher Boy Shasky on 95.7 The Game.
What's up, Big Pun? Dude, he's on a European extravaganza right now. He was in Italy, he was in Pompeii, in the Amalfi Coast. He's crushing it. Love me some Big Pun. And it's Sam Lubman in for Joe Shasky today and all week as Shasky is taking a much-needed break. He'll be back next week. And don't worry, he'll be at the summit. Oh, he'll get his Niner takes off. Best believe that. This segment is brought to you by Golden State, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoldenStateLumber.com. We got Brian Baldinger joining us at 7:30. 7:30, Baldy's Breakdowns. They are back. And Baldy's sticking around.
Oh, heck yes.
All through the rest of the season, Sammy. All the way through the Super Bowl.
All the way through the Super Bowl.
February through Christmas, New Year's,
awesome.
Valentine's Day. Maybe
crack,
that's what I'm
cutting
the same time. But we'll have Baldy.
Well, I would certainly hope so. That's why I asked Matt Nahegan to give us. So
7:30.
Shout out producer tasks.
And you can see his beautiful face when he joins us on the YouTubes as well.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? You know why Baldy's the best? Because this guy is literally going to be swimming with the fish. Or I like when they say swim with the fishes.
Swimming with the fishes, what?
Yeah, dude, he's out in like Florida. He does his thing.
Well,
he's chilling. He's snorkeling.
As long as he's not sleeping with him.
No, not sleeping. He's swimming with them. Come on, Sam, you're talking to Paisan. Relax, dude. Relax. By the way,
I didn't know that.
We lost a legend of The Sopranos over the weekend, over the last couple days.
Oh.
Our guy,
Oh no,
Jerry Adler passed away. He played Hesh on The Sopranos. He was 96 years old. It's a good life right there. 96? It's a good life. And he has one of the great lines in the entire show. It's in the first season, and Hesh is one of like the, not a consigliere per se, but he's one of the guys that Tony leans on in the show. And he comes over to Tony. He's like, Tony, and this is when Uncle Junior takes control of the crew. He's the boss, right? Or the de facto boss, if you will. And he walks up to Tony. He's like, Tony, he's taxing me. He's taxing me, Tony. Like he got, like his kid died. He's taxing me, Tony. I got to get out of here. It's one of the great lines. I'm not doing it justice, but Jerry Adler, who played Hesh, rest in peace. He passed away over the weekend and just sucks. It sucks when, so you start seeing those guys that are getting older and older and older in series.
It's not fun.
I mean, 96, I didn't even like know he was still with us. So it was just a reminder about, you know, we're getting older, Sam.
I try not to think about that part.
We are though. It is. We're not that old. We're still in our prime, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I am, at least.
I don't think I am. I'm good. It's all downhill. Once you have
too.
Yeah, I feel like that sometimes, Priest. I feel like that. But the Niners aren't. The Niners aren't too old.
They got a lot of youth this year. All these rookies, like we're seeing a lot
Purdy's
of this
in
youth.
His prime, right?
Mm-hmm.
You'd
Brock
think.
Purdy might not even be entering his prime yet. His prime might still be to come.
Ooh.
Imagine that. Imagine if we have not seen the best of Brock Purdy yet. I don't think we've seen the best of Brock Purdy yet. I would certainly hope we haven't seen the best of Brock Purdy yet.
I teased heading into this break, why are we doubting Brock Purdy? If there are Niner fans that are doubting him and doubting the 49ers, I do believe it starts at the quarterback position. And what are the doubts with Brock? Is it because we've already seen his peak and we think he's just on the decline already? I mean, the guy's in his mid-20s. He's in his mid-20s. Hell, Bo Nix, I think, is older than this guy. He's in his second year.
He's going into his age 26 season, Brock Purdy.
So he should be in his prime.
Yeah.
Shouldn't we be feeling good about our quarterback then? Right?
This is when you're going to start seeing it again. You're hoping that the talent around him is going to be, you know, consistent this year. But also you're hoping it's going to get better as it, you know, gets built up around him over these next couple of years as Kyle Shanahan, John Lynch embark on the third iteration of this 49ers roster that they have. And unlike the past two iterations, they do have their quarterback in place now. So, you know, you got to hope that with what the 49ers are planning for the future. And again, as I cite this Albert Breer article, Albert Breer, who obviously covers the NFL at large for Sports Illustrated, you know, he talked with John Lynch about, you know, this, you know, call it a rebuild, call it a retool, call it a restock, call it a re-ever, what you want to call it here. The Niners, they feel very optimistic. They have the blueprints they could follow. You know, John Lynch said, you know, the Rams have done a nice job of doing that. They never missed a beat and stayed competitive. And then Buffalo, obviously, it helps when you have Josh Allen. But we've got Brock Purdy. At some point, you have to pay the piper, and this was the year that we needed to cleanse it a little, and I think it will give us some flexibility moving forward. You'll have flexibility. You got new talent in. You're out with the old. You're in with the new. It's creating this next new great era of 49ers football, and now it's just a matter of, you know, how competitive will they be when they do this? It's like we get triggered with this phrase. Are they in their own little two timelines plan? Probably not. I think they're trying to rebuild, and whatever happens in that process happens. Maybe they're good, maybe they're not. But overall, I think it bodes well for a good future direction for this organization. I think that's only going to be good for Brock Purdy.
Well, and what would be good for Brock Purdy is getting your guy Juwan Jennings back in the building and practicing. And is it the calf? Is it the hold in? Is it the hold out? Both sides are frustrated, according to Tim Kawakami of the SF Standard in his latest article for them, talking about Juwan Jennings and the holdout. Again, we're less than 2 weeks now from the start of the regular season in Seattle. Week one, no Juwan Jennings, no contract. His agent, Drew Rosenhaus.
Kane's legend.
Another guy that requested a trade yesterday and is now holding out, Jacoby Myers of the Las Vegas Raiders. His agent, Drew Rosenhaus.
The Kane's legend?
Juwan Jennings. Jacoby Myers, same age, damn near identical stats last year. Jacoby Myers for the Raiders, 87 receptions, 1,027 yards. All right, get that? Juwan Jennings, 77 receptions, 975 yards. And remember, Juwan got, you know, basically ejected from that last game. He didn't really get to put up more numbers, although they probably would have been identical almost. So pretty close. Touchdowns, 6 for Juwan, and then 4 for Jacoby. Very similar. Both these guys and their heights, I think they're only like an inch or two apart. 6'2 for Jacoby, 6'3 for Juwan. And they're both trying to get paid. They both feel like they are undervalued. I think Jacoby's set to make $10 million this year, which is a little bit more than what Juwan is set to get, a couple more million. But again, these guys want to get paid. They don't want to be, you know, slotted in with the, you know, the Darius Slaytons of the world, the 2-2 Atwells of the world. They think much higher of themselves. And I think Drew Rosenhaus, their agent, thinks much higher of them than those other guys, right? So they're holding out, they're requesting trades, they're doing whatever you got to do. Because when I saw that yesterday, when I got the notification from Rapsheet, Pellicero, whoever it was about the Jacoby Myers, I was like, huh, could maybe the Niners do like a little switcheroony between, you know, Jacoby Myers and Juwan Jennings? Not that they were going to do that, but, you know,
it'd be kind of difficult to do. I mean, again, with Jacoby Myers making $10 million and potentially more, and Juwan Jennings' salary is $1 million, just a shade under $2
million, it's a lot
and he's
more,
looking
yeah.
for. So, and again, and this goes into this. Everyone loves to talk about money in the NFL. The Niners, clearly, there's a level of spending they don't want to do for whatever reason. Partly, I'm guessing, is because they got buku dollars they got to start paying to guys like George Kittle, Brandon Ayuk, Brock Purdy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Birdie. In the coming years, Fred Warner's deal, that's going to be kicking in next year, I believe, as well. There's clearly a resistance to spending that the 49ers have here to a degree where it's just, this might be their receiver situation. I don't know if there's more outside help coming, more outside help like Sky Moore. I don't think there's any more of that that's going to be coming there for the 49ers right now.
Well, right after that Jacoby Myers, you know, report where he's, you know, he requests a trade or holding out, whatever, this is posturing, they'll probably get something done or maybe they'll trade him. We'll see. Well, there's a lot of desperate teams out there looking for wide receiver help, and Jacoby Myers was one of the best in the NFL mm-hmm. last year, for sure. The Raiders pivoted and signed Amari Cooper.
Yeah.
I mean, 1 year, $3.5 million.
Can now, get the up to $6 million.
Can get up to six, yeah. Yes, with roster bonuses per game and incentives. So,
but I mean,
$3.5 million for Amari, and we, like, if I'm a Niner fan, we couldn't do that?
Well, that kind of goes into what I was, they're clearly, that's how reluctant to spend they are. Again, I'm sure they have some money earmarked for what they eventually want to give Juwan Jennings, but that was, when I'm thinking about, like, why couldn't the Niners be in on that? Like, I thought that's a legitimate question. Why weren't the 49ers in on Amari Cooper?
Well, apparently they were, Sam. According to reports, they were in on him, but Amari chose the Raiders instead of the Niners?
It's going to be a no for me, dog.
So why? I got two potential theories as I do my Brian Windhorst fingers here. Theory number one is obviously there's that spending thing I was just talking about. Maybe Amari's like, I want 3.5. And the Niners like, we'll give you a 2.5. And Amari's like, well, I guess I'll take that 3.5 from the Raiders. That's a theory. It's some reckless speculation.
Taxes, California versus
exactly.
Nevada.
Yeah. Sure, I try to not believe into that. But the other theory I have, it's more football related, is that when you look at what the Niners receiving core is right now, it's not great. It's far from awful, though. So you're starting the season. George Kittle is probably your number one pass catcher. We went over this yesterday. Ricky Pearsall, he's going to be your wide receiver number one, but he's basically pass catcher number two. Let's be generous and assume that, Juwan Jennings, which apparently that's not even his real name.
No, his real name. Well, I just was looking up Juwan, and apparently on his Wikipedia page, shout out Wikipedia because it's the bastion of knowledge there. Benny Juwan Jennings. So his middle name is Juwan, but he goes by Juwan, not Benny. I kind of like Benny Jennings. It's pretty good.
Benny and the Jens.
It's also my son's name, Benny, so should I be calling him Juwan Spadoni? It's pretty good.
You're an idiot. You know, when you get home night, just be like, Ben, I need to sit you down. Your name's Juwan now. And then just see how he reacts. I'd be curious about that.
You know what? I love it. Shout out Oakland, baby. Juwan Spadoni. Let's go.
There you go.
Let's go.
Anyway, so Juwan will be generous and say he's pass catcher number three week one.
Man.
Amari Cooper, if he does join the Niners, he's basically the fourth option on this team. Then DeMarcus Robinson comes back. You're probably the fourth or fifth. Then Brandon Ayuk comes back. Now you're probably the fifth or sixth option. I can see why Amari Cooper, if he's looking to go to a team where he's going to be involved in the offense, I can see why the Raiders, where you're behind Brock Bowers, maybe Jacoby Myers in terms of the pecking order, might be a better option for him than going to the Niners and being buried as the fifth, sixth, maybe even seventh receiver on the depth chart. And that's, again, those are the working theories I'm going with. Maybe he just hates San Francisco. I don't know.
888-957-9570. Niner fans, should the 49ers have offered more to get Amari Cooper in a red and gold uniform? $3.5 million for the Raiders. Feels like the Niners, who were reportedly in on him, could have splurged a little bit more. Would that have shifted some of your expectations? Should I have done that to reward the quarterback, you know, that you just signed to a massive contract, the highest paid player in the history of the organization, Brock Purdy? You want to help out your quarterback, right? Hell, Amari Cooper was just playing with Josh Allen last year. The Bills was trying to help out their franchise quarterback, who they paid a lot of money. They had a rookie in Keon Coleman. They knew that wasn't enough. Hey, let's go out and get Amari Cooper. Now, did Amari Cooper do a whole hell of a lot there? No, he did not. Kind of stunk, actually. But again, maybe that's why. Maybe the Niners just think they're cooked, but clearly there was some interest. Was it Juwan Jennings related or not? I'm not sure. I don't even know if the Raiders move was Jakobi Meyers related to bringing Amari Cooper. Maybe they were talking to him all this time. Again, there was history there. Obviously, it's the franchise that drafted him when they were in Oakland, you know, playing on the dirt infield at Alabama, top five pick. We remember it all. That was back when we were the flagship. Hell, Amari Cooper, sneakily, by the way, been in the league for 10 years. He has 10,000 receiving yards. He's been around a minute. He's had a good career.
He really has,
actually. It's like, it's pretty underrated. Like, I think he's lived up to that top five pick. Some might not think that, but it's pretty incredible. He's got 64 receiving touchdowns. Pretty good career so far. I do think he has some left in the tank. I don't think he's cooked. But as you mentioned, Sam, he'd be a two or a three on the Niners. Probably a three if Juwan Jennings comes back. Maybe he's the four. But again, I cannot have enough talented players. And guy with Amari, he's not big, Sam, but the route running's there. You know what you're getting as a route runner, and that translates. I don't care if you're 31, 32, 33. If you're an elite route runner, you could play in this offense. And he could block.
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of curious what happened in Buffalo last year, because when he went there, I thought that was going to be a massive boost for them. He only got 32 targets, 20 receptions, just a shade under 300 yards there last year. And what I thought would be a system that would be very beneficial for him, having a guy like Josh Allen throwing to him. So I am kind of curious how much Amari Cooper, going into his age 31 season, does have left in the tank. It would have been a massive help for the Niners, I think, to have a guy like that. But clearly, I guess, just the stars just did not perfectly align for Amari. Again, we don't know. It's a two-way street. You know, he has to want to come to the Niners, too. So I don't know how much of this was, you know, he just wanted to find to go to a better spot with the Raiders. Maybe he just likes Las Vegas more. I don't know. There's lots of different variables that go in here that we just, unfortunately, we're just not privy to. And on the outside looking in, I see a team with $44 million in cap space that didn't want to spend $3.5 to $6 million tops to bring in a receiver for a team that needs receiving help. And again, 49er fans, I understand the frustration there, but I don't think this necessarily, just because they didn't get Amari Cooper, does not necessarily mean that the passing game is just going to be shot all season long. You're going to be getting guys back. You're going to get DeMarcus Robinson back after three games. That could have been a longer suspension. And he looked good. I liked what I saw from him in the preseason. If he's your third or fourth best pass catcher, I'm rolling with that.
But you got to ease him in now because he's going to be suspended for three games. He can't do any team activities. Yeah. He can't be practicing with the team.
But at least he made the training camp, though.
No, he did. But again, you're talking about 3 weeks basically. He's not going to be on ice per se, but he's going to be working out in his own, I'm assuming. But again, he has to be slowly ramped up because the last thing you want to do is giving him a full workload to start off the season. Week four, I guess it would be for him, and I know he's going to appeal it. We'll see. Probably going to lose. I don't think he's going to win that. If he does, great.
That does what, though? Maybe shaves a game off?
Maybe.
That wouldn't be nothing.
No, it wouldn't be. But again, I don't know what to expect from him. And then Juwan Jennings, who's dealing with a calf and also, you know, been holding in, he's been gone. You can't have enough depth on a team that is struggling for depth, Sam.
Mm-hmm. I don't know when Jacob Cowing's going to be back.
Over-prepared, right, than under-prepared, always. So you can never have too much depth when it comes to that. Well, you know, sometimes you can. Maybe, you know, the Warriors feel like that and you get too many mouths to feed. But Amari Cooper, yeah, I'm feeling some type of way that the Raiders got him and the Niners didn't if I'm a Niner fan today. Like, really? We couldn't have 1 year, $6 million, $7 million? We couldn't have just done that? Like, really?
People are tightening their belts these days, Spadoni. Money doesn't get you as much as it used to anymore.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGNZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live in the Free Odyssey app, coming live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Sam Lubman in for Joe Shasky. Joe Spadoni here. We got Brian Baldinger, Baldy's Breakdowns, 7:30, previewing this Niners season. And that's a fact, by the way. The $5 has become like what the $1 used to be. Like, you have to have at minimum $5 for anything these days.
You
want to
know, you know the best sign of, we'll go to the calls in just 27 seconds. The sign of times of how bad it's gotten, like a Crunchwrap Supreme at Taco Bell is $8 now.
What?
It used to be hard. It used to be hard to spend $10 at Taco Bell. Now you just you breathe. You're already spending $3 there.
Got to get the apps.
Well, what about Cheat Day Friday? I mean, good God.
It's a cheat day. Like, you get one cheat day a month now at this point. You can't afford a cheat day Friday.
I love all my fast foods.
I'm still going to go to Taco Bell. I'm just going to grumble about it.
They used to have this deal at Taco Bell. Shout out being gordito, being a fatty right now. But they used to have this $2 meal deal back when I was in high school. It was a beefy five-layer burrito, a bag of Doritos chips, and like a small drink for $2. Dude, I would smash all those and you get the free refill after it. Dude, high school doesn't get better than that. Doesn't get better than David in Fremont, though, who wants to join the conversation. I'm sure he has a Taco Bell order that he wants to share as well. David, what's up, man? You're on the Morning Roast.
What up, fellas? What up? Y'all need to get away from that Taco Bell, though, because that stuff will send you straight to the restroom afterwards. But I don't care.
Try doing my best work.
Right? I don't care how expensive it is. That's where you're going. real quick, we're talking about the 49ers and not getting Amari Cooper and landing another wide receiver. I think that, like, Kyle Shanahan throughout his career has made it pretty clear, and he said it many, many times, that he prefers to run the ball. I actually wanted them to try to maybe pick up another wide receiver as well, too, but then I started thinking about it, and I'll take my comment off the air. If you got a healthy CMC and you got Brian Robinson Jr. and they're, you know, ripping off 4 to 5 yard runs and you're giving them, you know, 20 to 15, anywhere between 15 to 25 touches per game, you're going back and forth. You might not need to put the ball in the air all that much. You know what I mean? So if you have somehow can get this contract thing with Juwan worked out, which kind of makes me a little scared that he's going through a calf injury, because, you know, we've seen a bunch of people in the Bay Area with calf injuries, and then it can lead to Achilles injuries or hamstring injuries. So, but yeah, I just think that if they're running the ball effectively, they might not need to put the ball in the air, you know, 20, 25, 30, 40 times like some of these passing teams, because I think they want to bring back their old formula, which is run the football, play really good defense, control the line of scrimmage, have those, you know, long possessions that are like 5 to 8 minutes long with just, you know, running the football. And then, you know, if you have to, you put it in the air. You got Kittle, you got Pearsall, you know, you got some weapons. And then, you know, if something happens during the season, you know, injuries pop up, you know, you go out, you make some moves. But to be honest with you, I think right now I'm kind of interested to see how it'll work out. And I think that if we're running the ball effectively and playing good defense, we might not have to throw the ball, and our wide receiver holes might not be as predominant. I'm more concerned about the, and I'll take off the air right now, I'm more concerned about the secondary depth and the O-line depth. So,
yeah. Hey, Dave, before you hang up here, I'm going to throw a question out here, because you're talking about the passing game, and two of the big X factors always in the passing game is the guy throwing the ball on Brock Purdy and the guy calling the plays and Kyle Shanahan. We threw the question out, who do you trust in this year more, Brock or Kyle? Who are you just feeling better with right now between those two? Brock Purdy throwing the ball or Kyle Shanahan calling the plays?
Oof. Wow, that's a good question. Got to go Shanahan, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's his team, it's his offense. These are you know, some of his guys, most of his guys. I mean, they've had all the opportunities. They had the draft. They had free agency. They could have went out and got some more. I think that this, honestly, that's a great question, because to me, Brock Purdy's still got some stuff to prove. He's still young. He's still, you know, but he's the guy. He's got the tools. He can get better. Shanahan's kind of been that point of his career where it's kind of, he needs to either step up, in my eyes. You either need to kind of step up or step off, dude. Because the whole, you know, offensive guru and quarterback guru and, you know, great offensive schemes and all that type of stuff, it only goes so far unless you're, you know, hoisting a Lombardi trophy. You know what I mean? Ask all the guys, you know, like the Andy Reids and stuff like that got over the hump, you know. It's a hard thing to get, but if you want to get into that category,
yeah.
You gotta get it. You
Thanks,
know what
David.
I mean?
So. No, it's a great call. That's David in Fremont, courtesy of River Islands, as all guests of 95.7 The Game of PR on the River Islands guest line. This is time for you to discover the islands, River Islands, and Lathrop. No, I love David, and that's a great...
Broke it down pretty well, actually.
He did, and I'm in agreement with him, because I teased it, and I didn't give my answer, because, you know, I like to tease even my own answers. That's what we do here on the Morning Roast. It's the morning tease. I trust Shanahan more than I trust Brock Purdy right now. I trust that Shanahan will put Brock in a position to succeed more than I trust Brock right now to execute said game plan. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I see that, especially after we saw last year. Yeah. Again, as we mentioned, there were times last year where again, Brock kind of becomes his own worst enemy when he tries to force plays, to big plays to happen. And that's where, that's where he was bit a lot last year. So I can understand why you would feel that way.
And who do you trust more right now heading into the season, Niner fans? Is it Brock Purdy orchestrating the offense, or is it Kyle Shanahan trying to put Brock Purdy in the best position to succeed? 888-957-9570. Because there is some disconnect right now when it comes to this season and Niner fans and their feeling and some trepidation. And I do think the addition, as David and Fremont was alluding to, of Brian Robinson Jr. is going to be massive for this team.
Yeah.
Absolutely massive.
And Dave mentioned something there on his call there where kind of downplaying the concerns about the wide receiver depth or lack thereof, so to speak. This is a run-first team. Especially now with McCaffrey and Brian Robinson Jr. on board. We know Kyle likes to hit that 30 carry plateau. And the more they can run the ball and the less they can throw the ball, I think that will be better for Brock and this team overall. Spinone, you know what the Niners' record is when Brock Purdy throws the ball at least 30 times in a game?
You want to tease it?
Sure.
There you go. That's a tease right there. So if the 49ers are going to turn into a throw-first team, might not be the best thing, I think, as Sam would.
Well, it's okay and sometimes.
Oh, it's okay sometimes. All right. Well, that's another tease for you right there. But the biggest tease of all is Brian Baldinger coming up on the other side. 7:30, Baldy Breakdown. Shark Week on a Tuesday here. Sam Lubman, Joe Spadoni, and it's brought to you by Safeway.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021 and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.